334-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Tithing is an eternal concept. It's not something that was designated under the law. It was before the law, and it's after the law. God has always been the recipient of the first fruit. And what does that mean? That means that you are honoring Him as owner. We are stewards. We are not owners. We have been given to be stewards. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. The cattle on a thousand hills. He says, all the gold is mine. All the silver is mine. When we tithe, we are telling God that I acknowledge that you are owner. And I honor you with the first fruits of what you have blessed me with. Who gave you strength to go to that job today? If God didn't give you strength, if God hadn't woken you up, if God hadn't given you that job, if God hadn't opened the door, it wouldn't be your job. You can believe that. If God hadn't allowed it or granted it or blessed you, it wouldn't be yours. I know that's elementary to some, but it's the truth. At the core of it all, in Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. If God doesn't give it to us, we're not going to get it. Except God build the house, we labor in vain. Except God keep the city, you can wait, you can have all kind of machine guns, everything else. You ain't going to be able to protect it. Remember me telling you the dream I had once? I come off the mission field, call myself, and go straighten something out back home when I was living in Chicago. And I was doing it out of insecurity. So God gave me a dream that awakened me. Huge, big old door. And I was jumping up, and it had locks from the top to the bottom. And I was reaching up there. It was a bolt lock, chain lock, padlock, key lock, bolt lock. I was just locking it up. I stepped back and saw all them locks. Then I looked at the door. The door had a big old hole in it. You could drive a Volkswagen through it. But yet, I was trying to lock it up, trying to secure it myself. And God showed me, no, all what you're trying to do is not helping at all. Anybody could get up in there. But when I turned around, I saw the shepherd way off in the distance, the light, and it was a glow about him, and he had sheep. And the sheep were following him. And they were way off in the distance. And I looked, and I went to, and then I looked down, and there was water, a big old lake, and all through the lake, all you could see were crocodiles swimming back and forth. It was full of crocodiles, and the Lord was way over there on the other side. Here I am trying to secure something in my own strength, trying to lock it up, make sure it was secure, and it was a big hole in it. That's what happens when we don't honor God. But see, honoring God, God says, I'll rebuke the devourer. I will rebuke, I'll make the devil subject. In other words, stuff that you have, stuff that should have worn out a long time ago. You know, in the wilderness, Israel, their shoes didn't wax old. They had on the same shirt 40 years. And in the desert, it didn't get all crumply and crisp. You know, moss didn't get it. It was still nice and ironed. I just added iron in there, but still nice shirt. Their shoes didn't wax old. Their feet didn't swell. There was no disease. When we talk about swollen feet, we're talking about scurvy. We're talking about beriberi. There were no diseases that allowed God allowed them to come on them in the desert because of the covenant. Yeah. Can you imagine 40 years? Church still smelling fresh? Ain't worn out, and you've been wearing it almost every day? Shoes still got soles on them. You're going through the desert, scorching sun. That was due to the covenant. God has promised to supernaturally take what we have when we honor Him, when we honor Him, when we acknowledge Him. Lord, You are my source. If you do it now and you develop that in your spirit, should God choose to give you millions, you will still honor Him. Lord, where do I sow? Where do I give a portion of this million as an offering? I'm giving my $10 million tithe. Amen. Come on, come on. Will you hear that? I've given my $10 million tithe to the storehouse. Yes, yes. But I got five more million I just want to sow. Yes. I want to give towards something. Who can I bless? Whose life can I change here? Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Okay, just before I close here, I want to read just a few more verses. This was during the time of the law. This was God's covenant with Israel. But now understand, before the nation became Israel, the father, Abram, who became Abraham, was the first to tithe before any law. Righteousness was imputed unto him through faith before he was even circumcised. Before even the sign of the covenant was given, righteousness was imputed on him because of faith. Now, one thing I want you to mingle with what you're being taught right now is you're not giving tithe out of just obligation, even though it belongs to God. You still put your faith in it. You still do it because you believe. Lord, this is your word. The first fruits belong to you. The tithe is yours. I believe it. And I believe that what will be released into my life is what you said as I give this tithe. And not doing it out of necessity or grudgingly or out of obligation or, you know, don't really feel like it, but don't want to be cursed. How many know? Come on. How many know you miss something there? In any time we give. See, that's why giving has to do with worship. Anytime you give and you just toss something in there, no thought given to, that's not worship. I tell you the story of the time all I had was a little bit of change. I had some money left over, had tithes, had a little bit of money left over. The Lord said, give it. And I'm thinking, man, I need gas to get home. But I know the Lord said, give it. And I learned early, you know, God loves a cheerful giver. Stop it. When God tells you to give something, don't be afraid. Amen. Tell somebody, stop being scared. If God said it, God got something already planned. I remember walking down there, I'll never forget, Elder Andrews. I walked down there and put my little couple dollars in that offering, gas money, but was you know, just rejoicing because the service was high, you know, you're full of the Spirit. And then I'm going back, and then Elder Andrews was coming. And I saw him looking at me. And he said, young man, I just want to bless you. Just gave me that handshake, that Holy Ghost handshake. I know that was a small thing, but see, God was teaching me principle. If He can do it in a small, don't despise it. They're small things. See, that's what somebody's waiting for the ship to come in. No, do it now. When you got a seat, when you got two mites, honor God now. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your house? What can you do? Waiting on something big to come in? No, if you're not doing it now, when something big, if it should come in, you ain't gonna do it then. I tell you right now, you'll struggle, and then if you do it, you'll do it grudgingly. You'll halfway do it. You think somebody owes you something then. But if you can do it now, you start developing it now and just make it your lifestyle. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. I'm a sower. You'll find that God will constantly increase you. Constantly increase your ability to give. To have. There'll be no lack with you. Amen. I said there'll be no lack. We are not governed by the economy. We're governed by another economy. But if you're not tithing, you're susceptible to the economy. And you're living in fear at what you hear and at what you see because you're afraid to acknowledge God as your source. But when you're a tither and you honor God first and you give what belongs to God that has been given to you, you're saying to the economy, bump you. You ain't got no authority over me. God is my source. There's a higher power than this here. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care what they say I can't do or what I can't have. You don't have the credit score. God didn't ask you about the credit score. Now try to get a good credit score, but God ain't basing everything on your credit score. On your credit history. Not when you believe in God. There's somebody that owns the place. Little ones that have no authority, they say, no, we can't help you. God give you favor with somebody that owns the place. I remember John Olson and I were down at the city before we built this place. We was trying to get the last, we had to pay like, I forget how many $1,000s it was for permits. And we were there at the last end of the day, and they were giving us a hard time. There's two people in there, they wasn't nobodies, you know what I mean? They worked there, but they were just tired. They wanted to get home. It was a Friday. You know, they wanted to get home, and they weren't thinking about doing things right. They just wanted us out of there. So, said, well, you got to go over there and get this notarized. I remember me and John, it was hot, too. Me and John jogged. We got out of there because it was close to 5 o'clock. And we had to jog. We got down there about two or three blocks away. I forget where it was, and got the thing notarized. And we were headed back, and we could hear the bongs going up, bong. You know, it was 5 o'clock. And we picked it up a little bit, and we sweating. And we get in there, and them two people still in there. And we got it. And then they, well, we're sorry. You're going to have to come back with this because there's nothing we can do to, you know, da-da-da-da-da. They're trying to send us all these hopes. And now we're discouraged. I went over and sat down. You know, you feel like... I went over and sat down. But then this a person came in there and said, can I help you with something? And John went right over to her, and I stood up and we said, well, we were here trying to do this and da-da-da, and they said we have to go get this and then we have to get this done so we can't get it done today. She said, well, wait a minute. I don't see why we can't help you. And she said, what seems to be the problem here? And they said, well, da-da-da. She said, no. Let me straighten this out. She's two behind the desk. And she said, do you have your check with you? Put the check over there. They signed, got everything signed up. Long story short, we walked out of there with all the permits because there was someone in a position of authority higher than what they were saying we couldn't do.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.